It's not at all uncommon that people sometimes will learn during Kriyas HaTorah or between Aliyahs or sometimes other activities. What exactly is the status of learning during the Kriya itself or even between Aliyahs? So this needs to be put in a slightly larger context. The Gemara says in Masechet Sota that once the Sefer Torah is opened, it's forbidden to speak even B'divrei Torah. So, first of all, the Mishnah Berurah here points out in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah, Siman Kuf Mem Vav, in the Be'er Halacha, this is a tochachas megula to those who talk during Kriyas HaTorah. They speak to their person sitting next to them. He says, very harsh language, Gadol Avonot means so, sin is too great to bear. It's a bizarre in HaTorah to be speaking about something else while the Torah is being read and not to be paying attention to the Kriyas HaTorah. Even to speak about the very Torah Zasser during the Kriyas HaTorah. However, there is another Gemara, and the Gemara says in Masechus Brachos that Rav Sheshes would turn his head away and he would learn. And he would say, I'm doing my learning, they're doing their learning, and that's fine. So isn't that a contradiction to the Gemara Masechus Sota? And the Rishonim suggests several different resolutions to this apparent contradiction, which impact the halacha with regard to learning during Kriyas HaTorah. And numerous of them are quoted here in Shulchan Aruch, in Siman Kuf Mem Vav and Siv Beis. So there is one opinion which says that the problem is lesaper. The Gemara says in Masechet Sota, lesaper, that means to speak out loud. But he was learning quietly. So be permitted to learn quietly during Kriyas HaTorah as long as you're not disrupting anybody else and there are 10 people listening to the Kriyas HaTorah. There are those who disagree with this idea and they claim that no, that it's not just that you can't disrupt anybody else and there has to be a Kriyas HaTorah. Each individual has an obligation to hear the Kriyas HaTorah. The Mishnah Berurah is so convinced that this is correct that in the Be'er Halacha, he suggests maybe that opinion the Rishonim is talking about a case where not only are you learning quietly, and not only are there 10 other people listening to Kriyas HaTorah, but you already heard Kriyas HaTorah, and you happen to just be in that room again for a different minyan, and you're learning. But if you didn't hear Kriyas HaTorah yet, of course, you're obligated to listen to Kriyas HaTorah. There's an obligation for each person to hear the Kriya. Rav Moshe Feinstein goes so far as to say that there are two different aspects of this obligation. That a person is obligated to, as part of Takanas Ezra, to hear the minimum Kriya, which is 3 psukim from 3 olim, let's say on a weekday, or 3 psukim from 7 different olim on Shabbos. And in addition to that, he's also chayav to hear every, the Kol HaTorah Kula, every year, from the Shliach Tzibur. So according to that, on Shabbos, you can't miss a single pasuk. He says if there's a minion of people who missed a part of the Kriya, they should lay in again, they should make it up after davening with a bracha. He takes it that seriously. There's an obligation for each individual to hear the Kriya. Anyway, the Rishonim often offer other suggestions as well. The bottom line in Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Mem Vav, Siv Beis, is that the proper thing is that a person should hear the entire Kriya from the Baal Koreh and not be doing other learning during that time. He does quote an opinion that maybe Shnai Mikra should be different, that you're actually learning the same thing that the Tzibur is learning. So they're reading the Parshas HaShavua, you're reading Parshas HaShavua. Maybe that should be okay during the Shas HaKriya. Nonetheless, he says you should hear from the Baal Koreh. There are those who suggest that maybe Mikra Din, it's okay to do Shnai Mikra. The Shulchan Aruch in Resh Peh, where he talks about Hilchos Shnai Mikra, does bring that Lalacha. But the Maskaras HaPoskim, if you look at the Mishnah Berurah and others, is that what we'd allow is that during the Kriya, a person can read silently the Psukim with the Baal Koreh, together, word for word with the Baal Koreh, and hear from the Baal Koreh, also say it himself, and that would count as one of the Mikras for your Shnai Mikra, but not to do more than that. A person should be paying attention to the Kriya itself. What about in between Aliyahs? So the Rabbeinu Yonah writes the following diuk. The Gemara says that once the Sefer Torah is open, you can't talk. He says, it doesn't say when the Sefer Torah is open. It says once the Sefer Torah is open. That means from the beginning to the end. Even between Aliyahs, a person is not supposed to talk. And the Beis Yosef quotes this and explains that maybe it's not inherentist, or it's simply that we're concerned that you'll continue to talk during the Kriyas HaTorah itself. In any event, in Shulchan Aruch, he writes that it's Asur L'Saper, Afilu B'Divrei Torah, Afilu Ben Gavra L'Gavra. Even in between Aliyahs. There were some who suggested that since it's not really, maybe it's not inherently Asur, and therefore it's just Asur because maybe you'll continue between Aliyahs, or if they're saying lots of Mishnah Berurah, and you just have some little thing that you want to say to somebody, the Aruch HaShulchan writes, maybe that would not be Asur. But in any event, not recommended to speak even Ben Gavra LeGavra. The Mishnah Berurah writes that there were those who were more permissive, especially for limud in between aliyahs. But the Mishnah Berurah himself writes to speak to others in between aliyahs, even b'divrei Torah, he thinks should be avoided. However, if a person wants to learn to himself in between aliyahs, then hamekel lilmodaz ein limchos biyado, that a person it should not be protested if a person would learn quietly in between aliyahs during Kriyas HaTorah. Have a wonderful day, and please stack a few chairs on your way out.